Okay. We're learning Hashoel Yonim of Shlichus Yad. The Gemara, Sarevov, has a group of rabbis. Oy Rami Bachama Shol River Mahu Keshali in Shibuinin for the Hochi Goshali. One Shali Rospa, second Shila Shol Lassus Pochas with Pruta, another Shila Sholish De Prutus Lassam and Pruta, another Shila Shol Shutfim. Another shayla. Okay, now, and the Gemara never resolves these shaylas. So, take a look in the Rambam. Rama says as follows. Shomen Ashutfim, Perg Bez Alochachas, Shaila Pikodin, Venishlo Echomehem, Hen Shufim Shalu, Venaj Nishlo Echomehem, Harris is Suffolk. Mora asks the question, Mora never resolves the question. Im he shayla b'baylem aweinu. So, lemais, what do you do? Lefikach, im mesa, the animal dies, ain't a mashalim, he doesn't pay. Mosim om chaver ol v'raya. V'im tofso. Ha'baylem ayotzim miyada. So the Rambam has a general shita, every suffolk and mammon. So what is it? Most of them are chaver all of a raya. You don't do anything. On the other hand, if the other party grabs it, also, so Bezin is hands off. Bezin doesn't do anything. You have it, keep it. You grab it, keep it. That's it. Well, that's a general shita, the Rambam. This will not. Poshabo, it is Poshea. Hashomer, Harris and Mishale, but he pays. Everyone jumps. Why? So the Magid Mishnah comes in and says, Mashikosa, Poshabo, Shomer, and Mishale. Even though it's potter, ubedina zehadov sofekim hu, b'baylim lo daito, poshia hu makamasik kamoshe kosher. It's because of poshia masik. I don't understand. So everyone jumps on the Magid Mishnah. What do you mean poshia masik? We paskin even though poshia masik bolavim was potter. So how do you explain this Magid Mishnah? The Gra is doch of the Magid Mishnah. We'll see what, for very deep reasons. Yesh potum de pshir b'baylem potter. All of the Rishonim say pshir b'baylem potter. V'das ha-Rambam hol v'hin shnei sfekos. It's a svek sfeker. Have to find which is svek sfeker. And we'll see. V'chiyuf. Two svek svekas lachiv. The low kamagim ish. I don't like the magim ish. The kamen shu kamazik. Vain. Him can't call pshir, if it's pshir mazik. So why? Let's just see the Gemara first of all. On pei hei omen aleph. There are three. Can you get me a chumash? There are There are three parshas in the Torah. First parsha says like this. Ki tenish avayehu kezokel nishma. Talks about your potter for neva vedechaya for pesha, called va pesha. Next says, Ki tenish avayehu chamor ososa yichaya for neva veda. And so, Ki shalishma avayehu, and if there'll be a shayla, and it says, Sha, bolavim lo yashah. So, Bolavim lo yashalim, it says only in the Parsha of Shela. But the Gemara says, listen, the Parsha Shela begins with a Vav. So, Bolavim lo goes back, it connects Shamasocha and Shoal. So, Bolavim lo goes back in both. So, Machokas in the Gemara, whether Bolavim lo goes back on the third, or on Shamachinim as well. How do we pass it? Take a look at the Hayom and Aleph. We pass Kimposik Rabbeinu Chananel, the potter. Mitam, the Kol Hecha, the Pligibor of Acha Ravina, Halakha, the Rehameikel. So wherever Rav Acha and Ravina have a disagreement, we go like the Meikel. But wait a second. What does the Meikel say here? The Meikel says, in Dine Mominus, there's no such thing as the Meikel. Meikel for one is the Chumra for the other. He doesn't pay, so that's good for the shomer. But for the mafkid, the marshal, he loses his money. That Tosis has that kasha. Mikol mokom afal gav the heavy chumr l'gavei mafkid. Mikol mokom choshev kul lifto hamuchsik. We paskin, it stays with the muchsik. Now, it's not because it's a sofek. If it's a sofek, what is the Rambam paskin in case of a sofek? Tofas no mafkinim in it. What is the Rambam paskin in? Pshia b'baylim, Be'ez haloch ha'alav, he says very clearly. It's potu b'toras vadim, tofas mafkinim in it. But it's a very strange psak. We'll get back to that psak. Now, we have to make sense of what the Magid Mishnah says. And it's as follows. There's a Rambam that says, famous Rambam, Poshia Mazik. That means you have, what does the Rambam say in Poshia Mazik? That even though, when it comes to Karka, Avodim, Shtoris, the Nodin Shmira, but if he's Poshe, he's Chayv. Because Poshe is Mazik. Poshe is not a Mazik. What does he mean? And the Ravid said, doesn't like it. Arm Ravram, Imemes Husa. If this is true, Shamachinim Lomen and Nishba, why doesn't he swear? And it's Shalop Poshaiti. Al Tanos, Shalop Poshe. What are you going to tell me? No, he doesn't swear because there's no shvuah on karka. Just like there's no shvuah on karka, there's no chiva chrayus in karka, he says. And he's asking a very deep question, and let's see how the Rambam would have dealt with the question. He says, listen, all of the chiyuvei shomrim, because of chiva chrayus, he has to watch it. What is the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying there's a very big difference between the Chiyuv of Shamachinam and the Chiyuv of Shamasoch and Hashoah. For instance, Hashoah, he's Chayiv Onsen, no matter what happens to it, he's Chayiv. No matter what happens to it, he's Chayiv. So, therefore, it's not anything he did, he didn't do anything. He took the animal, made him a sheikh, and the animal had a heart attack on the spot. What's he supposed to do? No, I have a chiyuv achrayas. I took responsibility. I wrote like an insurance policy on this. Whatever happens, happens. I'm responsible. He says that's true for shomasocha, for a shoel and a shomasocha. On the other hand, for shomachinim, it's different. A shomachinim is chayiv because he didn't do his job. The whole tour of Avodim Shmir Karak is all there's no Chiyuv Achrayas. What the Ravid says, all of them because of Chiyuv Achrayas. Ram says, I agree with you, there's no Chiyuv Achrayas. But in the case of Hashem Achinim, he's not Chayiv because it's Chiyuv Achrayas. He's Chayiv as a Dinmazah because he did not do his job, and through not doing his job, he caused damage. It's all different Chiyuv. Where's the Ravid coming from? I believe I mentioned this once before here. I certainly might share mentioned. He's coming. He and the Rambam have a very different way of looking at the Pesukim. The Rambam says there's no shvur whatsoever, shvur sashomrim, on avodim shtoros and karkos. So the Rambam says, let's say I have a whole bunch of shtoros and I give them to a shomer to watch, and he says something happened. There's no shvur. Says the Ravid, there's no, if he was poshe, right. But he has to take a shvur, chain of bishusi. Maybe he still has it. The Rambam, it's a very interesting Ravid. According to the Rambam, the first parsha in the Torah, when it's talking about shomachinim, is telling you a very fundamental principle. There is no shvur whatsoever on avodim shtaros and karkos. No shvur. Second parsha, Shomasen is telling you there's no chiyuv achrayas. So when the chiyuv is because of chiyuv achrayas, which is shomasocha and shoel, it's nothing. Aye, what about the first pasuk? There's no shvur. But the Ravid is of the opinion there is a shvur on shtaros. Oh. There's a shvur on shtaros. So what's the first parsha talking about? There's no chiyuv achrayas at all for shomachinim, no chiyuv achrayas for shomasocha. Don't fall into the Rambam strap. That's where he's coming from. Okay. Now, so according to the Rambam, there's a very fundamental. What is poshe mazik? It doesn't mean it's a mazik. Not a mazik. But it means he's responsible for the damage that he's caused by not doing his job. It's just different. It's a din only in Shomrim. It's not din in Dinei Mazik. Okay. With this in mind, how does this apply to our case? It applies to our case in a very, very simple way. Back in the Membeis on the base, I don't know whether anyone remembers Membeis on the base. People are busy finishing Masechtas, they don't remember what they learned 3 months ago. Okay, on Membeis on the base, there is a story of Hahu Safsara. There was an apotropos, let's just review, a very important there was an apotropos. The Yasmi. He was in charge of property belonging to Yisoma. So what did he want to do? He wanted to buy a cow for the Yisoma for whatever reason. Good investment, get the milk, whatever. Mosul Bakra. And he gave it to a cattle herder, who had a herd of 100 cattle, and take care of this cow with all your other cows. So this cattle herd is a shomasocha. Lo havelo kochi vishini. It didn't have any gums, it didn't have any teeth. You don't have gums, you don't have teeth. Guess what? You can't eat. You can't eat, you starve to death. Lo havelo kochi vishini. Lamech umes, and it died. Oh, my Rabbi Bachamer, Chamil Chaser. Name Eli Apotropsa to tell the Apotropos you did wrong, Zil Shalem Pei. He says, what do you mean? We did our job. We're not cattle herders. We bought a cow. Every intent was it was a good cow. We gave it to the Shoma Socha to take care of the cow. He's supposed to take care of the cow. Name Eli Apotropsa, give it to the cattle herder, the Shoma Socha. He says, what did I do? I put it with all my other cows. And I brought them out to graves, and brought them the water. I didn't look at each individual cow. He says, what did I do wrong? He says, no, he's your Shoma Socha. What does that mean? We had a Gemara, another Gemara, in case you remember it. It's not a Gimel Amid Beis. What is it? Barado Sabuloi, this gentleman Barada, have a komava chiyusa agamlu denarish. What did he do? He had a whole herd of sheep, taking him over a bridge. Okay. Doch vochad lechava. One pushed the other and fell into the water. Shadisa b'maya. Also the kami derav for pechive. Omei my havelim. What should I have done? Should have taken it one by one. Why should you have taken it one by one? He says because of Shama Socher, he's given money to give extra care. And the extra care he has to do is take care of each one individually, not just the group. And a chanami. What was it? It's not, if I had my own sheep, it's not worth my while to take them over one by one. I have 100 sheep. I'll take them one by one. In the instance that the one will push into the other and fall into the water and something will happen. Okay. That's a gamble I take. It's just not worth my time. It's not worth my effort. And I'll fall into the water. But that's if it's your own. But if you take care of someone properly, he gives you money, you have to take care of it one by one. So here, yeah, what did he do? He had his 100 cattle. And he gave food to his 100 cattle. No difference in this one or the other. Wait a second, you're Shoma Socha. As a Shoma Socha, you can't just make it part of the group, you have to do it individually. The Yasmin, the Bola Yuni, Yakub say to the Yasmin, Ochanami, Ochamayaskin, the Lekub say to the Yasmin. The Ashkechuhu Lamore, they found the original owner, the Tura, Meshoko Yasmin, and the Yasoma got their money back. Elaman Kanton, so who's asking? Mora the Tura Kanton. The original owner wanted. The Bola Yuni, so the real owner should have told the cattle keeper, Maimudino, made the order to him. No, we're talking about a safsara. There was a middleman. Who sold it to the Yisomim? Sold it to Yisomim. It was a middleman, bought it from a seller to a buyer. He never handled, actually, this cow. He had no idea. So the safsara has to take a shua that he didn't know anything about. So Rashi jumps in. What does the safsara have to do with the roeh? Comes along the Ramban. It's a major league machlokas here between the Ramban and Rashi. Rashi said, Ramban, this is a halacha. I'm sure by this time everyone's seen it. Many yodem nischayavti and yodem paraiti. If I go up to someone, I say, you owe me 10,000 shekel. He says, I don't know. So, boy, v'shem olav bori odif. And I never know if I was, did anything? What do you mean? Your car backed into my car last week and caused tremendous damage? I don't remember anything like that. But any yodem paraiti, I borrowed and I said, yeah, I know I borrowed. I didn't pay back. So then, Yeah, you're chayiv. That's the clear. It's a Mishnah, Baba Kama, Daf Koshid Ches, everyone agrees. But in the Havana of this is a very deep machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says as follows, called Cheskes Chiyuv. The moment I know I'm chayiv until I know I'm potter. If I know I'm potter, I'm not chayiv until I know I'm chayiv. But if I know I'm chayiv, I'm chayiv until I know I'm potter. So says Rashi. Ramban says no. That's not how it works. There's a maisa mechayev. You did something to me mechayev. You're chayev unless you know there was a maisa poter. The mai nafgamina. The mai nafgamina. Sapa nafgamina. What if the maisa poter comes first and the maisa mechayev comes second? Ramban says, we know that this roa was a posheya. The safsara, this middleman, we don't know whether he knew that the animal had no gums and teeth. We don't know. So he has to take a shvua that he wasn't the posheya. Why? Because Rashi has a problem. Where's the shvua coming from? So Rashi has a whole arichas shomer shomos shomer whatever. Because according to Rashi, there's no cheskes chiyuv here. But according to the Ramban, this cattle herder was a deaf, did something. He was a poshea, not making sure that this animal was eating. What would pater him if all the way in the beginning, this safsara, this middleman, knew about this and didn't say anything? But that happened a week before. Ramban says, okay. So what is the safsura is chayev. Did a maisa machayev. Maybe there was a maisa poter that happened before by the safsura. So he goes up to the safsura and says, listen, you have to swear that you didn't know about it. If you did know about it, I'm poter. That's the din Torah between the safsura and the roa. So says the Ramban. But the Ramban is telling us a very important idea. How to look at this halacha in your damn neschayavti, and look at it in paraiti. And with a knife, that if there's a maisa machayev, you're chayev until you know there's a maisa poter. Even if the maisa poter came first. So says the Ramban. Rashi says, no, that's not how it works. That's why Rashi has to have a whole different halacha in the sugya. Where you know you're chayev until you know that you're poter. Here, we don't know what happened. We don't know that the roe, the bakra, definitely was a posheya. It was definitely chayim. No, if the safsman knew about it in advance, he wasn't. So Rashi has to have a whole other reason for this halacha. Okay, the Ramban is very clear where he's cholek with Rashi. Okay, now let's get to our sugya. So how does that fit in with our sugya? There are two separate halachas in Balavim Elo Yishalim. Balavim Elo Yishalim happens, when does this happen? When the Chiyuvei Shmira begin, that is Balavim. So it is in the Chiyuvim of the Shomer, the Shoel, to the Mashal, the Mafkin. Is there going to be a Chiyuv Achrayus, or there's not going to be a Chiyuv Achrayus? So when we talk about Shomer Chisachar, or we talk about Shoel, what are we asking? When the Shmira happened, there was a Chiyuv Achrayus, or there wasn't a Chiyuv Achrayus? Sofek, we don't know. Sofek Chiyuv Achrayus, Sofek Nor Chiyuv Achrayus, what's the halacha? Well, it's a moment of chaver, all of a riot. But, says the Magid Mishnah, it ain't so simple. You get the Pshia. What's the halacha in Pshia? Pshia is a machayev. Not doing your job is machayev a shomer. But if we say that Bala Vima goes also on Shomer Chinuch. It's a brand new halacha. Nothing to do with Chiyuv Achrayus. What is it? That even though she is a Machayev, in this case, she is a Pope. It's not going to be Chayev. So it comes along the Maggid Mishnah with an idea. It says, wait 1 second. There was a Ma'is Machayev. We don't know why he's a poshe. He didn't do his job. What's the suffix? The suffix is the halacha that patters him from paying applicable or not applicable. We don't know, because we don't know if this is Bala Vimo. Bala Vimo, once you have a Ma'is Machayev, you need Bala Vimo to say, but you're potter. It's a separate gzeirah, because what has nothing to do with this other gzeirah is the cause of a Shomer Soch and Shoah. It has to do, Shomer Socher and Shoah, is there a Chiyuv Achrayus or not? I don't know if it's a Chiyuv Achrayus. Also, a Chaver Olav Arai. But here, there is a whole different thing. That, according to the Rambam, what's the halacha poshei mazik? That this is a separate machayev. Damage that's caused as a result of my pshia, I'm responsible as just as if I was mazik if you die. It's a din in shomer. It is not a din in anything. If I see your wallet on the street, and so I'm supposed to pick it up and give it back to you. That's halacha shavas aved. If I don't, then a ganav comes and steals it. So I'm not chayiv. I'm not a nice person, but I wasn't mechayiv my mitzvah shavas aved. But you can't be mechayiv me. No, I wasn't a shomer. The moment I pick it up, I am a shomer. So, I'm being a shomer, but says what? A shomer, there's a chiyuv achrayus. That's one. That is beyond pshiyah, gneva ve'edinons. But a shomer who doesn't do his job, that's the first parsha in the Torah, is chayiv as if he did it was a mazik. The Rambam and Rashi say the same thing on this. That's where we're going to get a little sticky with Rashi. Okay. Now, with this in mind, so we understand where the Maggid's Mishnah is coming from. And you take a look at the Nos HaKelim and Shulchan Aruch, they all bring the Maggid Mishnah, Sofek and Vade. It's a Vade Ma'is Machayev, Sofek Poter, Eini Yodeim Paraiti. The Gra doesn't like it for a multitude of reasons. A multitude of reasons. He says it's a double suffix. Now, where's the Gra? What's the double suffix? There's one suffix, Chayev Apotah. Gra says, wait 1 second. There's another suffix. What's the halacha? And if the halacha of Shia Balavimo. So it's a machokas on that. The machlokes here between Ravina and Ravacha. Is there a clear psak? Not a clear psak. What is told? It's not a clear psak. So what's the psak? It's not definitive. Bezdin says, since we don't know what to do, we leave it with the, it's a psak b'tor sofek. The sofek remains. It's a psak b'tor sofek. So then we leave it with the muhsak. Why in certain cases the suffix you leave with the muhsak sam tfisa? There's a shach wrote a whole sefer on that. But it's a psak b'tor suffix. Comes the grass, says, wait a second. Psak b'tor suffix, now we get into a whole big area. It's called svek sveka l'chumra. What's the halacha of the sfek sveka? You have a double sofek. Sofek number one, usually it's a sofek, sfek sveka lakula. Sofek number one, this. Maybe muta, maybe also. In Timsoma also, there's another sofek that'll make it also muta. Here, it's just the opposite. So we don't generally see the inyan of sfek sveka in Dine Momenes, usually in Isurim. Here, the Gruff, for some reason, which we'll just briefly introduce you to, brings it into Dine Momis. So, Suffolk, how we paskin, whether Pshiva Bailam is Chaya, Pshiva Bailam Pot. Okay. That's Suffolk number one. Rim Tim Saloma, Pshiva Bailam is Potur, maybe. There's another in the case of Shalal the River, Shalal this. Maybe it's Chayef. Okay. So he says it's a double suffix. He's beginning with what Tosa says. The psak of Sheba Bailim Potter is not Petorah's Vadai. It's Petorah's suffix that we leave it with a muhtar. Since it's a psak Petorah's suffix, so then what do we have? V'yam Tim Saloma Potter, I'll be mechayev you for a different reason. Now here, Rabbi Rahman, pay good attention. I've already discussed with him in Yonah Sveksveka. Here we get to the Sveksveka we talked about the first Shabbos. Right? It all comes back. The whole Torah is one big Torah and all interconnected. Okay. There are different ways of looking at Sveksveka. Okay. There's one, it's a double suffix. Simple thing. The other is, no. We don't look at it as a double suffix. We look at rov tzadim. Look at all the possibilities. Look at all the possibilities. You go, if there are more possibilities in one direction, more possibilities in another direction, you go with what we call rov tzadim. Okay, where is this applicable? It's applicable, for instance, to Gemara and Erev and Daf Hei Omid Beis. Gemara has, you have a lechi without going into it. It's 50%, 51%, 49%. We can count, we can be precise, we can't be precise. The Gemara goes through all the different possibilities. And the way most Rishonim learn it, just count all the different possibilities. If it's 51% halacha, it's moter. 50, 49% halacha, it's if it's exactly 50 penance, you look at all the possibilities. If it's 50% moter, it's 49% moter, it's exactly 50% also. But we don't know, but it's 2 out of 3, moter. Rov tzadim. Afiyani is daiti. This is what the Gros says. We look at the possibilities. According to most possibilities in the psak, it says it's a double suffix, and it's a double suffix l'chumra. So, it's not a double suffix l'chumra. Sometimes double suffix l'kula, sometimes double suffix l'kula. You just look at the majority of the possibilities. You go with the majority of the possibilities when it's impossible to be machriya. The Gro was forced into this for two reasons. First of all, major reason number one, the whole mahalach I gave you was based on a certain assumption. The Rambam agrees with the Ramban. Okay. Now, he's stuck. What do we do with Rashi? Rashi agrees with the Rambam Poshem Mazim. We don't know what Rashi says in this case, so it's not. But there's a deeper reason. The deeper reason that I had a massive headache with what I said. Getting back to Gemaras, I hope you haven't forgotten. That's why Chazor. Have to remember what you learned. It's not just turning pages. Turn to Tosis Tzadik Gimel Omid Beis. See, we spent the year learning Shomrim. Now, it's wonderful you spent the year learning all sorts of different topics. You don't have to remember one to the other. If we spend the year learning Shomrim, obviously it all interconnects. Should have taken them across one by one. Nira, the lo choshev la pshia. That's not a pshia. A high time. And gneva vaved. Umachai mi time. Now, Tosis has a klal. We have klal number one, Tchilas of a Pshia of a Sof of Onus is Pata. It's Chayef. What about for Shama Sochi, Tchilas of a Gnev of Aveda, the Sof of Onus? That means I'm not a Poshea Gomer. I'm Poshea on the level of a Shama Socha. But it's enough, but then it ends up as an onus, and it's onus machmas apshir. Do you say chayiv or pata? Tosfos says on a klal here, tchilas b'gneva aveda v'sof of onus, patur. Wait 1 second. Where is Tosfos coming from? Tosfos says, listen, pshia is chayiv because I have a pshia hagoremes. The pshia is machayiv. So whatever consequence of the pshia is, that's a, so something happened because of my pshia. Gneva aveda, too, I have to watch. Tosfos says, Yoshim Mashara, afilu. But the chiyuv is a chiyuv achrayus. Not because of my not watching. Two separate things. I have to watch, I have to watch. I have to pay. It's an insurance policy. But, anatomy, it's assembly, we'll finish off the next year. The Groz Mahalach in the Rambam is, Trilos B'gneva Aveda, the Sofa Ba'onis is Chayef. It's, you take a look in Perigimel Hechoschiros, Haloch Ches. So those of you who Meretz Hashem be at the next year, we're going to discuss this Gemara Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis. Yiboyle Avur Chodochodod. Take a look the way the Rambam paskins. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, what the Shach says, and the exact pshat in the Rambam. It's a massive machokas achrona. The Tumim and the Grar are the opinion Tchilos B'gneva Aveda Sof B'chayev Chayev. The Tzor says such a thing cannot be. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch, where this is order, and take a look in the Gra. It's in two places. You can exact Myra Makomos, and that'll be Meretz Hashem next week, and then we'll tie together this entire thing. The Gra, the Hadith has Aloch and Shin Gimel. Roa Sheheniach Edro, Shin Gimel Tes, Shin Gimel Yud, and the Gros says, take a look what I wrote. I am Asher Kastav the Rage Sadei Alef Sif Yud Beis, and they're very convenient here, they put Oz Dalet and Hay. Take a look at Nosei Kalim, and Amir Tzashembli Neda will discuss that and see how it all ties into one beautiful, nice picture.